Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golser, dictating an endoscopy report on Benjamin Tarantour, date of birth 4/19/1982, date of procedure May 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golser. Do you have a referring physician, Dr. Ayad El Far? Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. And colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, diarrhea. Description and procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of mislingulation, such as oral extension. Patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, while the beginning of lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into the esophageal segments and direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenum, both the second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. A retroflex is obtained of the cardiac aorta section from the stomach before duodenoscope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam was performed while the beginning sodium colonoscope is introduced to the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex with Fold's period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum period. The terminal is intubated and evaluated from the last 5 centimeters. Retroflex is obtained at the rectum period. Boston prep score was graded as a 7,2-3-2, good prep. Patient tolerated procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, next line, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable, comma, biopsies were obtained. Please go back to the indications and also add dysphagia. Findings, upper endoscopy, proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable, comma, biopsies were obtained. For further evaluation, histology given dysphagia. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular, 39 centimeters from the bed pocket, with evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Of the esophagitis as well as due to dysphagia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of a 8 millimeter gastric body polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to Z2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Comma, the major papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep scores graded as 7,2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the diarrhea. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation of the diarrhea. Next line, sigmoid colon. In the sigmoid colon, there were 3 diminutive sessile polyps and a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small and non-bleeding, noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI, trial of PPI daily, 30 minutes before breakfast for 8 weeks. Comma, patient was already prescribed omeprazole in the office. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.